when it comes to college football, it's probably nothing scarier than going a complete season without winning one game. Well, right now, that is what Arizona is dealing with. And we're going to dive deep with Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats and talk about how that is for the Wildcats and everything going on with that football team on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and I am joined by Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Today's episode is actually brought to you by McDonald's, okay? Proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It is an unofficial community center. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. Michael, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. And thank you, listeners, for making this your first listen of the day. Michael, you know, it's Halloween time, and I really don't know if there's anything more frightening than what your Wildcats are going through right now. They are currently 0-7 for this season, but it's actually 0-19 now?
Yeah.
Okay. So rough break. We'll say this. You and I have talked about what we could expect from Arizona this season, and we probably didn't expect just this. I mean, you might have predicted this a little bit. You did say you were not sure if they were going to win a game. I had a little more optimism, and I won't say that my optimism isn't deserving in a sense of what we're seeing from them is not necessarily complete wipeouts every game. Every game we're seeing a little closer and closer they get to that win, they're just not able to close out. And more specifically in this game against Washington, they were doing pretty well, and then Washington, you know, closed out the game and kind of came back on them. What is going on?
Well, it's a couple things. First of all, it's almost like Washington decided they're like, oh crap, we're losing to Arizona. We better start playing better now.
Right.
But Arizona's competitive in games, but they just don't have the talent in the fourth quarter. We've seen that throughout. We saw that against BYU. Although that was a little bit of a different story, but you saw it against Washington, you saw it against Oregon, you saw it against UCLA. Arizona can hang with these teams, but come fourth quarter, when you've got to have good players and you've got to have some depth, that's where Arizona comes in, and that's where Arizona's got a little bit of the problem. We're watching something historic, Cindy. I mean, this is it's not something that you want to brag about, but you know, at this point, you've lost 19 straight games. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to pat myself on the back because I thought they'd win a game. I thought they'd beat NAU. And Arizona had other ideas with that one.
You know? So
I would be surprised going into the off season if Arizona isn't on a 24-game losing streak. You got SC, which we'll get to here shortly. But right now, Cindy, this is just it's a bad team. And, you know, the only number you need to really look at is Arizona against Washington. Will Plummer was 16 of 22 for 62 yards. I mean, you're not going to win any games throwing for 62 yards, especially when you complete 16 passes there. That's just not
right. Right. We've known that quarterback situation has been one of their major issues. We've seen them go through at least three different quarterbacks since the season has started, having the most success with McLeod, but then he got hurt. At this point, they don't have a clear leader in that quarterback position, and that is definitely taking a toll on them each week. But they're facing teams and still putting up points it's just literally that fourth quarter. It's like, is it a fatigue thing? Is it like psyching themselves out and not realizing that they can actually win a game and like believe in themselves?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. That's a great question. I think that first and foremost, I think teams in the fourth quarter, they kind of realize that, oh yeah, we're better than Arizona. We should start playing like it. Because Arizona is an easy team to take lightly because, again, you've lost 19 straight. But when Arizona gets into the fourth quarter too and you've got to make plays and you need a quarterback that can make plays, they just don't have it. When Jordan McLeod went out oh, that's a live sneeze for you all right there. But when Jordan McLeod went out, you know, we had a little bit of hope down here that, you know, things could start to turn around because it's not like he was Michael Vick, but he was good. Mm-hmm. With Will Plummer and Gunnar Cruz, you don't get any idea whatsoever that Arizona is going to be able to pull out anything there. And right. I think that's what's frustrating for Arizona fans is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope with either one of the quarterbacks back there. Right. And, you know, that's – you could always sell somebody, even if somebody sucks, by saying, you know what, look at the future. Look at, you know, the groundwork we're laying. We got a young quarterback. Arizona doesn't even really have that. And yeah. That's what's frustrating, I think, for Arizona fans.
For sure. Coming up next, you and I are going to dive into the state of Arizona football and talk about the remaining schedule and what Arizona has to look forward to in the rest of the season, if they can even look forward to possibly nabbing that first win, okay? For all of you listening out there, this episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than a place just to get tasty, affordable food. It's a place where friends and family can come to reconnect, a place where classmates can meet up for a study group, knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and endless supplies of French fries and McFlurries. Win or lose, it's a place where teammates, competitors, the home team, or the away team can come to recharge. It's the place you always look forward to stopping at on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. For me personally, it was a place that I loved to go ahead and get a nice kids meal. French fries were my favorite, and you cannot forget that orange high C, which they recently brought back. So I'm super happy about
good that. Call. Good call there, Cindy.
Right? I don't eat McDonald's often, but if I am going, I'm for sure getting some French fries and I'm for sure getting that orange high C. For those of you that, you know, want a little nostalgic feel, you can always stop by McDonald's and, you know, just have a reminder of your childhood. I love to do that every now and then. Definitely encourage you to. Hopefully your McFlurry machine is working. So head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did somebody say a Locked On Pac-12 podcast watch party? I'm here for it. We got a bunch of Pac-12 games this weekend. That would actually be very fun. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, that's good. You went above and beyond there, Cindy. That was fantastic.
I try, yeah, you know, for sure. I'm bringing something to the people.
Mm-hmm. Right, for sure.
Okay, Michael, so right now I do want to dive into the state of Arizona football. Something you and I have discussed prior to was how this season was going to be a rebuilding year for the Wildcats. And, you know, new coach, new system, a lot there to be patient with in a sense. But at this point, do you feel like patience is running thin as a Wildcat fan? And is it something to be worried about, or is it just a matter of you got to let things run its course because it is going to be what it is going to be?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think people – and, you know, I've always thought that apathy is worse than people being upset. And I don't think – the problem is, Cindy, I don't think people care. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, there was probably 15,000 people at the Arizona-Washington game, and I just don't think people care. I think the mindset of the community now is, all right, we'll show up when you start winning. I mean, we've been beaten down long enough. And honestly, you know, I can't really blame anybody for that. You know, it's kind of like going to a restaurant and they just serve you crummy food like time yeah. after time, and you're like, why in the world would I continue to go here, even though my friend owns the place? Right. You know, that's, I think, kind of the mentality right now with Arizona football fans. I will, and honest, like I said, I'll be at all the games, but I can't really blame the casual fan for not going because the product just, quite frankly, is awful. I mean, it's just a terrible product out there, and it doesn't seem to be getting a lot better. As you correctly pointed out, they're better, you know, but in the fourth quarter, they wilt because they just don't have a lot of talent. This is a long rebuild ahead right here, Cindy, a long one.
So to piggyback off of that, I do worry that when it comes to recruiting, which is what you need to do to improve, right, each year, mm-hmm. because even if you're losing players or even if you have players there and your talent, you feel like your talent's there, clearly it's not enough to win. So you want to recruit and bring in better talent. But seeing that your team isn't good doesn't necessarily bode well when it comes to recruiting, especially trying to get top-level recruits, which is what you need to be competitive in the Pac-12. One thing we've been talking about a lot lately is how chaotic the Pac-12 is and how they literally beat each other left and right and kind of keep themselves out of the championship talks. But Arizona can't even seem to get in the talks of competitiveness against Pac-12 opponents because of, you know, the lack of talent, or would you say the lack of talent? So how are they supposed to attract top-level recruits when they're dealing with a situation like this?
Well, the one thing I got to give Jed Fish is that he's recruited very well. They got like a top 30 recruiting class so far. The problem is what are you going to really do with Jed or with these players once they get here, because it's not like college football. It's not like track where you like, you know, you can bring in somebody or college basketball, excuse me, where you can bring in one or two players and it changes everything. Football is a sport where, and everybody knows this, the difference in being 18 to the difference in being 21 is more immense in football than any other sport. It just is.
Exactly the reason why we have people redshirting freshman year just for the sake of bulking up.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, think about it. You were, like I always say, only one of us here was a Division I athlete, and it wasn't me. But just think about the difference, though, when you have somebody that came in when you were at Washington State. The difference, I mean, heck, just think about it from yourself, and you're doing track, the difference in you physically from 18 to 21, it's immense.
Yeah, you know. It's a vast difference for sure. You go through so much growing, especially when you start getting into the program of lifting. You gain muscle. It's just so much. And then the experience of competing on that level, too, is a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. So I am curious to see if he is able to develop those recruits, because I do think it's kind of unfair to judge him off of this year. It's his first season. He's working with athletes that he didn't recruit. He, you know, came into these athletes and they were already there. So I do think it's going to take a few years before he should be fairly judged about what, and when I say he, I'm talking about mm-hmm. Jed Fish. It should take a few years before he's fairly judged on what he has helped accomplish at Arizona, considering these are not his recruits. So I would love to see how he develops his recruits. And if we see a change in that program and in against, you know, these conference opponents.
Yeah. And again, I can't blame, and I always tell people this, I can't blame Jed Fish. I mean, it's, you know, it's like blaming like the fire department for your house burning down. I mean, we're here to try to help and clean up, but at the end of the day, there's not much that we can really do about what happened here. So I look at it and I think to myself, you know, what exactly is Arizona going to be able to do with these recruits? And it's going to take 2 to 3 years, to be honest with you. I mean, Arizona's got to be in this for the long haul. And like I tell people, I personally would not have hired Jed Fish. I haven't seen anything that would really change my opinion. But I always tell people that if you were in on Jed Fish before the season, you should still be in on Jed Fish, because let's be honest here. If you thought this team was going to be good, then that's on you. And that obviously means, too, that you weren't listening to Locked On Wildcats and Locked On Pac-12 podcast.
That's right, because Michael did try to tell you. He tried to tell me, too. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we will discuss Arizona's next matchup and a few of the upcoming ones they have left on their schedule. Hopefully, it's not as scary as it's been for the Wildcats, you know, but this weekend might be a tough one for them. It just might be. For all of you bettors out there, football, basketball, and postseason baseball are in full swing now, And there is no better time for you to head on over to betonline.ag and put in your bets. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You can just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. And then for all of you that may be looking for a alternative to the candy that's all out there right now, I'm trying my hardest to avoid the candy because cavities are a real thing in my life. You definitely should try out Built Bar, okay? If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you do not know what you're missing.
What are you doing?
Literally, what are you doing? They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one at all, okay? You have to try one of these amazing bars yourself to believe it. Literally, most protein bars are chalky, waxy, or just, you know, hard to eat. They're like healthy. You taste the health in them. And this is the total opposite. When you're eating a Built Bar, you would swear it's a candy bar. It's soft. It's covered in 100% real chocolate. You really can't get better than this. And on top of it, it's healthy, okay? Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So it's healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. So many flavors to add on it, okay? You have coconut almond, raspberry, mint brownie, chocolate, salted caramel, cherry barcia. I want to say endless flavors, but it's not endless. But either way, a lot to choose from either way. So avoid your kids' candies and go ahead and try the protein bar, Built Bar. Head on over to builtbar.com and you can get 15% off your first order using the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order at builtbar.com. I know I'm trying to stay away from the candy so bad, but I think I'm going to have to get a Snickers bar.
Come on, Cindy. You're in immaculate shape. You can cheat now and then with some food.
You know, it's more about the cavities. And I am older now. I turned a year older this week. And so
how old are you now, Cindy?
I am 30. I am officially 30. I just told the world I am officially
I'm 5 years older than you, so take
that. But that's my point. You know, I gotta be more mindful of what I intake and everything. I'm trying to eat more veggies and stuff, but I still have a little sweet tooth for the candy. So Built Bars are a perfect alternative for sure. Okay. So Michael, the weekend of Halloween is here. And while the kids will be out grabbing candy and scaring their neighbors, Arizona will be headed to Los Angeles to face a fear of the Trojans, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. The Trojans are very up and down right now, not consistent whatsoever, not even sure that they're as confident in themselves as a team right now. Just coming off the loss against Notre Dame, you know, that's a big rivalry for them, and kind of a tough L to take because of the rivalry. Right now, playing against Arizona, most teams are looking at Arizona as this is a must win. It's an easy team. But I just don't think that Arizona has played most teams easily, if that makes sense. They haven't given them an easy way out, except for Colorado. But other than that, the harder teams, they have given a run for their money. They scored 14 against Oregon. You know, they've been putting up points. Just the game against Washington shows that they're not going to just roll over and give it to anyone. And so I'm a little fearful for my own Trojans this weekend, but it is homecoming and they will be home in the Coliseum. And so I do think that having that crowd and the atmosphere, you know, of the support of the fans might put the Trojans a little ahead of the Wildcats this weekend.
Yeah, Cindy, no, I'm here to say that your concerns aren't valid. Don't worry about this game. USC is going to roll Arizona. I think it's going to be like a 38-10 game. I would not worry at all about your Trojans in this game.
No.
I feel very good. I feel very good about the chance or their possibilities. Very good.
Okay, so if it's not though, like let's just play the hypotheticals because I love to do that. Mm-hmm. What are some pros that you see from Arizona coming into this matchup right after the matchup against Washington?
John Brown's a stud. The defensive coordinator they got, he's very good. He was at Michigan last year. Arizona football is not used to getting guys that were at Michigan in any capacity, so you take that, and he's been quite good. The defense isn't great. It doesn't force a lot of turnovers, but you know what? It's not awful. And so when you're an Arizona football fan, you'll take not awful, and you'll take not awful every single day of the week.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I can hang my hat on there if I'm Arizona. The offense, I just don't see them being able to score points. I think that's going to be a real issue for them.
I definitely want to say that when it comes to USC, they have some positives. Obviously, Drake London is a receiver that's hard to shut down. Week in and week out, he's showing up. The quarterback situation, if it's Keaton, like – most of the time you're going to get a good game, but they've had their up and downs with injury-wise and have some kind of a revolving door situation with the quarterbacks. And then defensively, I'm just haven't been sold, okay? There's been a lot of matchups that I've seen the defense just kind of fold and not be what we've all expected to be. And I feel like I keep using that word this season with talking about football in regards to the Pac-12. Expectations, right? There were a lot of high expectations for a lot of teams in this conference that have fell short. And so this is why I say I'm a little nervous about this game because Arizona's been creeping up waiting for that win. And I could very well see against this team, a team that's been having their own struggles and identity issues and whatever you may want to call it, I could see Arizona somehow sneaking in and grabbing a win because we don't see it coming, if that makes sense.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I just don't agree with you about that.
That's fair. I'm here to play devil's advocate, okay?
And you do a great job of it.
I need to consider every situation in my mind. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, for sure. But I look at it, though, and I just don't see how this happens. SC's obviously a mess, but at the end of the day, they still have way more talent across the board. And again, my biggest problem with Arizona is I just don't know how they're going to score. And if you only score 10 points again at SC, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So who will we be seeing at quarterback for the Wildcats this weekend?
Will Plummer. We're going to ride with Will Plummer again. But you know what? Jamari Joyner is probably going to get some snaps there. Okay. I'm all about putting Jamari in there. I'd start Jamari and I would just let him rock and roll. So. Okay. That's what people have to look forward to right there.
Okay. Do you have a Luke lock of the day for us?
Yeah, the under. It's 56.5. Take the under in the Arizona-USC game. Arizona won't score enough points.
Okay. Boom. You heard it there. Get your money, people. Head on over to betonline.ag and get your money. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. As always, it's amazing to have you on. You guys can check out Michael Luke every day of the week on Locked On Wildcats. It's basketball season time now. So unfortunately for you Wildcats fans who have struggled through football season, you do not have to struggle through basketball season because you're considered one of the better teams in the Pac-12. At least we're expecting you to be. So definitely keep in touch with everything going on with the Wildcats by listening to Locked On Wildcats on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, thank you for making Locked On Pac-12 podcast your first listen of the day. Now go ahead and make your second listen of the day one of our other conference shows. There's Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, and Locked On Big 12. They're going to give you everything you need to know about their conferences, the same spiel you get here from Locked On Pac-12, but about those conferences. So if you want to keep up with college football and college basketball, those are the places you should do it. Also follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, @LockedOnWildcats, and then @IronMikeLuke and @_CindyRobinson. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.